This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday I spoke about the topic of kindness. I want to just take it a little bit further today and again tomorrow. Billy Graham once said, "Kindness is an essential part of God's work and it's also ours here on earth." Now that's a very simple statement, but I think he was spot on. And so because God is kind, it follows that we, his children, should also be kind. People like Albert Schweitzer, I think, understood this to mean that constant kindness accomplishes so much. He actually compared it to the sun making ice to melt. This is what he said: "Kindness causes misunderstanding and hostility to evaporate." You might remember a movie called Pay It Forward. This was based on a book by the same title. It was all about this 12-year-old school student by the name of Trevor McKinney. And he decided that he wanted to do a kind deed for three people. And when they wanted to return the favour, he said, "No, I don't want you to thank me. I want you to pass your acts of good deeds on to three other people." And that's what the movie's all about. They passed it on today. There's, I believe, a worldwide organisation called the Pay It Forward Movement. And this helps school students understand that they can change the world through acts of kindness. And I think that's a tremendous idea. Can you imagine a world where kindness is considered a normal experience? Now, what a difference that would make to countless numbers of people. Instead of evil, greed and power for material wealth, we'd have a world where people choose to live their lives devoted to love and unselfishness. Now, maybe it sounds too good to be true, but think for a moment how Jesus, who lived 2,000 years ago, and as you read the Gospels in the Bible, you discover a man who was different to everyone else. He showed love to all that he met, especially in a society where kindness, and I'm talking about the New Testament times when Jesus was around, kindness was not really tolerated because Jesus lived in a time of brutality, selfishness, and yet he came with a different teaching and people suddenly wanted to hear more. It's like a breath of fresh air. If a person in society was despised, like Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector, what did Jesus do? He made a point of becoming his friend. And much to the disapproval of the religious people and the amazement of others, when the hungry crowds flocked around to listen to Jesus, what did he do? He took pity on them and provided food for them almost from nowhere. And there was another day, a prostitute came to see him during a meal with Simon, that was the Pharisee. She sort of barged in unannounced. But he was a woman distraught with guilt and anguish over her lifestyle. She needed forgiveness. And Jesus took the time, he showed kindness and compassion. What did he say? He said, "Your sins are forgiven." It's really wonderful that Jesus was so kind to her and others. Many saw people like that as a nuisance. But all his life, Jesus showed this powerful kindness that knew no limits. Jesus washed the feet of others, the dirty feet of other people. He touched lepers, he healed the lepers, he reached out to people who were forgotten. And when he said this, "I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life a ransom for many," when he said that, he meant it. At the age of 33, he was taken to a place called Calvary and nailed to a rough cross. And do you know that even there, in his last hours, he showed kindness to a man who hung next to him on another cross. He was concerned also for the welfare of his mother, Mary, at that time of his own pain and suffering. So there's no wonder that Jesus has been described as the most influential person in human history. And just that on its own, his acts of kindness show him to be different to anyone else. He told the story in the Bible about the Good Samaritan in Luke's Gospel, about a Jew who one day travelled from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked by bandits, left for dead on the side of the highway, and they attacked him and really looked as if he had died. Two religious leaders came by and they ignored him, but a Samaritan man who was part of this despised race, he came by, showed kindness, gave first aid, and even paid for the cost of his accommodation. And Jesus used that story to explain that everyone, yes, no exceptions, should extend kindness and mercy to their fellow man, simply because it's the right thing to do. So in the days of Jesus, anyone who heard that story would have been surprised, but we need to listen. And we thank God for that. Lord, we do need to be people who are kind to others. Help us to learn that lesson really well, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.